It's the Dave Graham Show on WDEV.
And we are back for the second half hour of the program this morning on this Christmas Eve of 2018. And we had an interesting little thing happen in Montpelier yesterday, actually. My wife spotted it first. She was looking at front porch forum, as she often does. And it's for those who aren't familiar with it, it's an online bulletin board, essentially, where you can talk to your fellow community members, neighbors, and so on about what's going on in your town and any particular individual situations that might apply to you. Did you lose something and maybe do a lost and found little transaction with one of your neighbors? And sure enough, this yesterday morning, my wife was perusing it, and she started laughing. And I said, "What's up?" And she said, "Well, there's a post here from somebody over here on North Street. That's our neighborhood." She said, "Who lost car keys down by the roundabout on the Main Street roundabout in Montpelier, or the Pioneer Apartments somewhere right in that area there. And then right next to it here is somebody who found the car keys." And and boy, the two descriptions of the car keys sure look like they're the same car keys. So, it's not an earth-shattering thing, but it is a good example of how Front Porch Forum, which started in Burlington about 12 years ago and is now has spread all around Vermont, this little online bulletin board serving each individual community, has really formed a service and has provided some interesting ways and something that didn't exist, years ago, for community members just to get talk to each other and find each other. And it's a great service. And I wanted to bring in the gentleman who lost and then got his car keys back this weekend. Want to welcome Gary Miller to the program. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Does this make me a celebrity?
I don't know. It might.
We're gonna cashing in on all these celebrity perks.
You never know. You kind of have to wait until after the appearance, and there's no guarantees.
Yeah.
But
okay. All right. Okay. Anyway,
if it does make you a celebrity, let me know how you work that, because I might want to.
Yeah. Okay. I'll cue you in.
Yeah.
Thanks for asking me to come talk to you.
So tell me the story from your perspective. You're the one who lost your car keys and got them back, right?
I'm the one who lost my car keys. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I was going into town in Montpelier to do a little Christmas shopping.
Yep.
And I did all my shopping, and I was very satisfied. You know that great feeling you get when you accomplish something.
Yep.
And I came back home, and I put my wallet away, and I reached for my keys, which weren't there, and then my day took a turn south.
Yeah. Huh.
So I did what, anybody would do, probably. I went, retraced my steps back to town,
mm-hmm.
went to all the stores where everyone was very nice and sympathetic and, gave me well wishes, stopped by the police station,
yep.
to see if they'd found my keys, and then I said, well, I guess I'll post on Front Porch Forum, and actually, I thought, yeah, I'll probably find them, because I had found my keys on Front Porch Forum before.
Wow, so you're a veteran of this kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm a serial offender in key loss. yeah.
We're gonna buy you a piece of string, my friend.
Yeah, about 5 years ago, I lost my keys, and I found them immediately on Front Porch Forum.
Excellent.
So I posted, and probably as soon as the post went up, there was an email, from this guy, Jay, lives in my neighborhood.
Yep.
Said, hey, I got your keys. I got them for you. Don't worry about it. You can come get them when you want. And and I had posted an offer of a $20 reward. And, Jay said, no reward necessary.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, I'll donate the money to Front Porch Forum, which I did.
Nice.
And then yesterday morning, I went and met Jay, who I'd never met before, and he was a great guy, so I got to meet a neighbor that I didn't know. I got my keys back. I brought Jay a few bagels from Bagitos, and
nice.
It was like a win all around. Yeah.
Well, that's very cool. A little an uplifting human exchange for the holidays or something like
yeah.
that. So that's great. Michael Wood Lewis is the CEO and co-founder of Front Porch Forum. I believe he's on the line this morning, too. Good morning, Michael.
Yes. Good morning, Dave.
And this little story out of Montpelier over the weekend must warm the cockles of your heart.
I love it. Just in time for the holidays.
Thanks, Michael.
And
sure, Gary, glad it worked out.
And Michael, how often does this kind of thing happen where I do see a number of lost and found type of situations on Front Porch Forum. Is this one of your more popular sort of features on there, or tell me about that?
Well, you know, you caught us, Dave. I have to admit, we actually hire some high school kids, and they go around and lift items from people and then sprinkle them around the community. And it works great.
Yeah.
Cats, dogs, keys.
Yep.
No, just kidding. Yeah. It is a common occurrence. People, you know, pets escape when we're not looking, and keys and wedding rings and wallets and all sorts of things. Cell phones go missing.
Yep.
And neighbors tend to find them. And, you know, your left mitten or glove. And so we see postings every day across the state, since every community in Vermont has a Front Porch Forum now with lots of people participating.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it's a happy ending, these stories.
That's great. And I think actually, as Gary was saying, he got to meet Jay, and the two guys hit it off. I don't know if they'd be lifelong friends, but it's nice to meet somebody who lives in your neighborhood you hadn't met before. Gary, tell me what you think about what would have happened here 20 years ago. Would you have gotten your keys back?
I don't know. Maybe not, you know. There's a whole bunch of things about Front Porch Forum that I think are really cool. You know, you can, I've used it for other things too. I've sold stuff
mm-hmm.
on Front Porch Forum. I've scored some free stuff. I bought some stuff, you know. But my partner kind of says, Gary's reading Front Porch Forum every day. I read it twice a day. I think this is posted twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
But, if I were an anthropologist, I'd be really interested in Front Porch Forum because it tells you so much about the community you live in. You know, every
yeah.
day you look on there and, you know, what are people into? What events are happening? You know, it's just an amazing little tool that we can use, and it's great. So thanks again, Michael. I really appreciate it.
And Michael, give me a little of the history here. I was reading up online a little bit, and I saw something about how you and I think your spouse founded a Front Porch Forum, what now, about 12 years ago?
That's right. Yeah, and thank you, Gary, for those kind words. My wife, Valerie, and I started Front Porch Forum in 2006, 12 years ago, in our neighborhood in the south end of Burlington, the mm-hmm. Five Sisters. And it's just has steadily grown since then. And now, as I mentioned, we cover every community in Vermont, every town, every neighborhood has their own local Front Porch Forum. And in most of the state, probably 75 to 80% of the households participate. So it's an incredible amount of engagement across Vermont.
Market penetration, I think they call it, right?
There you go.
That's pretty amazing, really. And your... I saw, is Front Porch Forum just in Vermont, or have you spread to other states now?
We focus in Vermont. We have a few communities we provide the service to in upstate New York, New Hampshire, but really our heart is here in the Green Mountains.
Mm-hmm. And have other similar services sort of popped up in other places? I mean, are other people... come to visit Vermont to hear about Front Porch Forum, they go, boy, I could use that in my community and go start something.
We do get interest from people all around the country and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a wait list, and we're considering other options for expanding. And there are some competing services out there, but our model, I think it's safe to say, is unique and different. We really put our mission first, our social mission, which is helping neighbors connect and build community, and that drives... You know, it's not rocket science, but it isn't all obvious either how to run a service like this effectively. And if you look at big tech right now, social media on a worldwide scale like Facebook and whatnot, you can do it in the wrong way pretty easily. And so we work really hard to keep Front Porch Forum civil, neighborly, moving in a positive direction.
Yeah, you know, I actually have seen some stuff over the past couple of weeks regarding Facebook in particular, where folks are really kind of getting fed up with some of the, I don't know, the business practices and so on of selling people's data and that kind of thing. And I just, and Front Porch Forum clearly has a different ethos about it altogether, isn't that right?
Well, for example, we love town meeting. We love our sense of local democracy here in Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook has a different impact on our democracy, you might say, given the 2016 election.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, we're keeping it local, keeping it real in Vermont.
You know,
go ahead, Gary.
Yeah. One thing that I've really appreciated, I don't want to say this too loud either, but that Front Porch Forum hasn't been, in, at least in Montpelier, I don't know about other places, but a place for, you know, political fights.
Yeah.
And I'm glad of that. I'm glad to just be able to go to a forum where it's just about, you know, I have a car for sale, or, you know, come to the kids' play, school play, or, you know, the community event. And I really like that, that it's not all bogged down in political warfare.
I appreciate you saying that, Gary. We do not prohibit political postings. Really, it's each Front Porch Forum is open to the neighbors who live there, using it as they see fit, within a few boundaries. You can't do anything illegal, no personal attacks. But what we often see is there'll be an uptick in political postings around town meeting, around November election, and then they'll die back down and return to lost and found and cars for sale and looking for an apartment and those kind of items.
Mm-hmm. That is very interesting. And I wondered, in some communities, I mean, Montpelier had a fairly somewhat robust debate over a plan for a parking garage downtown in the last election. And I don't recall, actually, did that get a lot of discussion on Front Porch Forum, and was there a little bit of political bickering about that?
There was a fair amount of it on there, but it wasn't, it was very, very civil. And I think that's, you know, whenever I have seen political discussions on Front Porch Forum, they've had a different character than a lot of what, and I'm certainly guilty of it. Anyone who's seen my Facebook feed knows I'm guilty of being uncivil. But anyway, yeah, it's a whole different ball game. But there was a fair amount around the parking garage. A lot of it was informational, too. People didn't know the facts of, you know, how much does it cost and blah, blah, blah.
Michael, let me ask you, let me sort of present a theory to you and ask you whether you think it holds water. And that is that this is about as close as an online forum gets to actual town meeting. And that when you go to town meeting, I've covered a number of town meetings as a reporter for years in Vermont, and I've been to town meetings when I used to live out in Plainfield, and one thing I found about them was that everybody's nice to each other. You know, even when there's disagreement over, you know, whether we really need that new roof on the firehouse or whatever.
Right.
And because you're going to see the person you're debating, you're going to see them, you know, the general store the next day. So you kind of live in the same town. What is that? Some of what helps that real local flavor?
Yeah, I think you really put your finger on it there, Dave. Some people have compared Front Porch Forum to a virtual block party where everyone's wearing a name tag.
Mm-hmm.
Or to a community potluck where, you know, you may not know everybody, but everyone's familiar. And with Front Porch Forum, when you post, your name is revealed. The street you live on is revealed. So it all has a way of keeping people, you know, fairly civil and neighborly, constructive in their postings. You know, we had another conversation recently with a fellow who said, well, when I walk into, like, a rowdy bar, I act one way. And when I walk into a funeral, I act a different way, or a wedding, or a classroom. You know, there's these expectations, so we, given the surroundings. So we work really hard to keep Front Porch Forum, you know, like the neighborhood block party, where people are going to walk in, they're going to have fun, they're going to have a good time, but they're going to be reasonable and civil, and they're not going to get into a raging fight over politics or whatever at the block party. At least most people won't. Occasionally someone will, but
yeah.
So we work real hard to keep the the setting one where people can have a certain expectation.
I saw a new little news blurb yesterday where some one of these national rankings had come out, which I find highly suspect most of the time. But this one said that Vermont had just bumped Hawaii off the top of the pile for the happiest state. I don't know how these things actually get measured, but Vermont now apparently is tied with South Dakota as the happiest state. And a loved one, immediate comment as I read this was, well, we just legalized. And now I'm thinking maybe it's front porch forum. Try to take some credit here, Mike.
No, you know, Dave, actually, I just want to put it out there to if there are any Hawaiians listening, you know, and you're feeling bummed about being number two, if you want to live in the number one state for the next few months, I'll swap with any of you.
Yeah, we can do like a seasonal
now
thing.
Through April, you can have I'll swap houses with anyone in Hawaii.
Gary Miller has an offer out there for you, all the Hawaiian listeners to the Dave Graham Show. I just want to...
And the Hawaiian Front Porch Forum, if there is one.
Yeah, if there is one. Right.
Yeah, I might do an exploratory trip on that end as well.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It would be a tax write-off for you, Michael.
Perfect. Hey, I will say, we did a survey recently. An outside group actually surveyed Front Porch Forum members. And they didn't check in with Hawaii, but they did compare some Vermont Front Porch Forum numbers to national averages. And the national average for Americans who say they trust their neighbors is 38%. Front Porch Forum members, 78%.
Wow. That's amazing. I mean, I don't know if Front Porch Forum can take all the credit for those 40 extra percentage points there, but some of it's, you know, the kinds of communities we have here in Vermont, even before the arrival of Front Porch Forum. But I do think that Front Porch Forum seems to be, I don't know whether it's just an echo chamber for that or exactly how you would describe it, Michael, or Gary, either. I'm just sort of, it is intriguing to me that kind of Vermont ethos about care for your neighbors and care for your communities can play out online like this. It's kind of an amazing thing.
Well, one thing that this survey found was that the big driver behind Front Porch Forum having an impact in communities is the witnessing daily small acts of neighborliness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not the big thing. It's not getting help on your big projects per se, but it's day after day seeing Jay, helping, Gary reunite with his keys. And it's not, it's good for those two guys directly.
Yep.
But, a thousand other neighbors saw that and they said, hey, you know what? I live in a place where people help each other.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I got at least a dozen emails from other people saying, hey, Gary, some guy just posted that he found your keys. And I think I only knew one of them, of those people.
Yeah. Wow.
So
everybody's jumping in.
Of your neighborhood. That says, hey, I can get to know these folks. I can get to trust them.
Now, Michael, does this kind of activity, I'm just thinking now, so there's this outpouring of emails to Gary saying, hey, somebody just posted they found your keys. All these people obviously just trying to be helpful. Does that increase during the holiday season? Have you noticed that at all, or is that a year-round thing?
Well, it's year-round. And I have to say, we actually see a decrease in Front Porch Forum usage over the holidays, and rightfully so, because, most big tech social media, they want you and your attention 24/7, 365 days a year.
Right.
And they're trying to addict you. Their whole business model is addiction-based and surveillance. They just want you sticking online, and they can keep tabs on everything you're doing and then make money off of that. Our approach at Front Porch Forum is, hey, show up 5 or 10 minutes a day, see what your neighbors are doing, and then go about your life. And when your path crosses with your neighbors, you have something to talk about.
Right. Yeah. Is Front Porch Forum replicable? I mean, should it spread to other states?
Well, we get that question a lot, and it's taken us a dozen years and a lot of work. I have a staff here of 17 Vermonters working for Front Porch Forum now.
Yep.
It's
wow.
A significant undertaking. We've built all our own software. We've got a lot of our kind of secret sauce embedded in that. So it's not a classic Silicon Valley model where you make something and then it just scales up very easily.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's there's a lot of potential here, and I understand. I mean, it sounds to me like you feel like your hands are pretty full right now. I don't know how you scale it up. I mean, I'm not a business person at all, but I certainly think that that other places around the United States of America could, and probably the world, could stand to have this kind of a service available to them. I mean, that's the only thing that I. Just on a humanistic level, I guess.
Yes, I would love to see that everyone benefit in the way the Vermonters tend to take advantage of the service and make great use of it. Hey, I do have a question.
Yeah.
For our Montpelier residents there. You know, what's going on in Montpelier with Front Porch Forum? We see time and again really interesting lost and found postings, and we're talking about keys today, but can I quote you one from the other day?
Oh, sure. Sure.
Remember this, guys. It says, in the morning, while putting away my studded snow tires, this is in spring of last year, one got away from me and rolled down the street, and I can't find it. Later, the person responded, well, my ego and reputation may be a bit bruised, but fortunately nothing else was. Thanks to the great help of neighbors and the Montpelier police, who found the lost tire and it rolled a remarkable distance into another neighborhood. If I could only lose the spare tire around my waistline as easily. And then not long after that, separate posting, did you lose your cheese on Friday? Found 1 2-pound block of Cabot cheddar on Main Street. If you correctly identify whether it's sharp, extra sharp, or seriously sharp, I'd be happy to reunite it with you.
I remember that one.
That one did not have the owner was never found, but it was donated to the Contra Dance, and a large crowd of people enjoyed it.
Well, that's good to hear that that folks got to enjoy that cheese, even if it never found its way to its proper home. But Michael Wood Lewis and Gary Miller, we are about out of time for this segment of the Dave Graham Show on WDEV FM and AM. I want to thank you gentlemen both for joining me this morning, and it's really really been a pleasure to talk with you. And you know, keep those posts coming. It's a great service, Michael, that you guys are doing. And Gary, thanks.
I'll keep losing my keys.
Yeah, thanks for your enthusiasm about it.
All right, thank you, Dave.
All righty.
Hi, Michael. Nice to meet you. Happy holidays, everyone.
And happy holidays to you guys, too.
Holidays.